This is iRadio's
group chat.
If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
As we move deeper into the winter months, road conditions across the country are becoming increasingly unpredictable and increasingly dangerous. Already this year, 164 people have passed away on Irish roads. And this is a stark reminder of how critical it is that we educate ourselves on road safety to prevent as many accidents as possible. Someone who knows the impact of road tragedy is journalist and road safety advocate Megan Scully, who has spoken openly about losing her brother in a road accident. She joins us today to talk about the biggest risks that are facing drivers this winter and the steps that we can all take to stay safe on the roads. Megan, thanks so much for hopping on iRadio's group chat with us this evening. I know you've spoken in the past about losing your brother Marcus in a road accident. How has that personal experience shaped your perspective on road safety, particularly during the winter months?
Something I suppose that's always been hugely important to my life is actually getting on the road myself. So once Marcus was actually in that accident, I remember turning around to my mother and I said, you know, this is it now. I said, I want to drive myself. I want to be responsible for myself on the road. And my 17th birthday, she got me driving lessons. And that was in October. And actually for Christmas then, after I'd done quite a number of lessons, she actually got me insured on her car as a named driver. And from that day onwards, like, we would drive in the car together and she'd let me drive her car. And until, like, I'd say I was months and months driving with her until she eventually let me drive on my own without her in the car with me. And this is before now, this is quite a few years ago, so it's before all the rules and regulations that are now in place. And, you know, I think both of us, it was always a conversation we often would have was about road safety and being safe on the road. And especially then this time of year, even now, I'm 36 now, so I'm on the road since I was 17. And I just find driver behavior is actually getting worse. And people don't seem to realize that with weather conditions, you have to change the way you drive. And I think this is where the issue comes in, because west of Ireland, it's one of the wettest places ever, and roads are slippy and greasy. And I just think drivers kind of forget that you actually have to drive with precaution. You have to slow down, and as the saying is, you always have to expect the unexpected.
What do you see as the biggest dangers that we're facing around this time of the year, in your own view, during winter?
Speed on the roads, because again, the slippery surfaces, ice, black ice, and I think as well tire safety. Like, that's something huge. Like, I don't know if people realize how often you need to check your tires and replace them. And I know it is massively expensive, but it is something you have to do. Like, you have to have 4 good tires in your car. And if you're not sure about it, just ask someone to take a look at them. And, you know, I think as well, like, in terms actually even of sustainability as well, people might not realize this, but when you're driving fast, you're wearing the rubber obviously on your car is quicker, and also it's releasing a lot of microplastics into the atmosphere and into the world, which is a huge issue. So even just by slowing down a little bit, not only are you preparing yourself for the unexpected, you're also actually being better to the environment, and you're also hopefully going to be saving yourself some money, because you won't have to replace your tires as much if you're sticking to the speed limits and driving with caution.
It's so important that you mention tyres, because that is one that people don't talk about. And then in particular, like, at all times of the year, it's important. But I know in the winter as well, it can definitely be more of a factor. What essential checks do you carry out that maybe other people should as well before they get behind the wheel to ensure that their cars are ready for the winter and road safe?
You know what's something that I think we forget to check with, and if you need someone else obviously for this, are your lights, your car lights, are your car lights working? Like, I can't get over the amount of times I've driven, you know, I'm on the motorway quite a lot, and on obviously a lot of roads. I'm driving around the country for work all the time. The amount of cars I come across that are missing lights, and it's so dangerous. So lights are hugely important. We've mentioned tires. Little things like actually keeping your car washed and clean. And the reason I say this is because the winter sun is so blinding. And if you've kind of got any sort of like muck or dirt, or even just kind of grubbiness on your wing mirrors or your back window or your front window, it actually can hamper your view. So that's another thing I would be cautious about cleaning your car and windows, is keep them clear. And another huge one, I suppose, as well is, have I mentioned, the wiper as well, making sure they're and making sure there's water in your car. Like, I actually always have a bottle of water filled in my boot just for my wipers and for essential checks like that. And they're just like the basic little things you can do every day, but it's just important to look after your car. The kind of key thing that I always say to people, and even when I give talks on road safety, it is that you have to look after your car and it will look after you.
What about when it's specifically icy and colder and those frosty mornings that we're definitely going to have more of over the winter months now? What driving behaviours or habits would you encourage people check in with?
Well, the first thing is I would add on extra time to your journey. So maybe if your drive is 20 minutes, add on another 20 minutes to it. So leave the house earlier in the morning. The reason I say this is because it actually happened to me during the week where I didn't get out early enough to clear the ice on my windscreen. And I kind of thought, oh gosh, I have to like boil up the kettle. And obviously I didn't put boiling water onto my car, but I did that little trick where you put the water into the plastic bag and kind of, you know, rub it along. And but it actually added on time to my journey. So I kind of thought, wow, I should have actually gotten out a little bit earlier for this. And then also it is a case of you really have to slow down. The ice is terrible. And we're not really taught how to drive on ice in Ireland. It's not something that's obviously in our like driving schools around here. And it's as you mentioned, it's massively important. And it happens in Ireland so much. We get bouts of this frosty weather. And you just have to put on extra time and allow for extra time. Like if you're, as I mentioned, if your journey is usually 20 minutes during the summer, you cannot think of it as 20 minutes during the winter months. And like the other issue with that is you're driving a little bit slower and maybe you don't skid on ice. If a car is coming against you and they skid on ice and they're going at speed, it gives you a little bit extra time to maybe maneuver your car to safety or to get yourself prepared to get to a safer spot on the road. So that's kind of another thing that I'd encourage people. And I often say it because an awful lot of people will tell me, but I'm a really good driver. I'm a really confident driver. And I said, you might be. I said, but what about all the other cars that are driving by you every single day and the people that are on the road against you? If you got into the car now this evening or tomorrow and you thought to yourself, every driver I meet today is a bad driver, effectively, will it change the way in which you drive on the road?
That's a really interesting analogy, a good way to look at it for sure, like kind of constantly being prepared and really forward thinking about things. One thing we haven't touched on though is phones. Obviously we know more and more people are using them while driving. It can be one of the biggest distractions on the roads as well. What message would you send to someone listening this evening that might be a driver that typically will take a quick glance at their phone and think it mightn't do any harm?
So I think for a lot of us, like I still use Google Maps. I even use Google Maps going to places that I already know. And it's more so because if there's like traffic or perhaps something up ahead that I can maybe be given another option of a route to take. And I find that, you know, most cars nowadays, like there are pretty modern cars and we all have a hands-free kit. But what I always do is I actually put my addresses for my maps into my phone before I even leave the house and get it loaded up so that when I'm in the car, I'm not having to, you know, find where I'm going, because I think that's what happens. We jump in the car, we start driving, and suddenly we're like, oh wait, I have to put in this air code. Whereas if you get all that in your phone saved, and I know at my phone, when I click where I'm going, it'll actually give me a list of places. So perhaps I need to go to three places tomorrow. I'll put the three places into my maps. They're saved there on my phone so that they're easy for me to access. And another issue I have with maps, actually, and it's something that I need to start some sort of campaign about, is the fact now that they're showing you, asking a question on police up ahead. And they do say police on it for some reason, not Gardaí. And like, is there police still up ahead? Let us know. Yes, no. And it is hugely distracting because it pops up on the screen when you're driving and it does kind of bring your eye off the road. So that's something I think that needs to be addressed. But also you just have to put your phone away. I can't believe the amount of people I still pass on a daily basis with the phone up to their ear or glancing down. The phone is on their lap. It's like, oh, I don't want people to see me on my phone, like in my hand, but I can see your eyes looking down. Just put it away. I just don't understand it. And if you really need to talk to someone when you're on the car, like get them to call you, get them to phone your phone on hands-free, and therefore your eyes and your hands are still on the road. It actually is quite scary. And I wish there was more statistics released by the likes of the RSA. At the end of each year, we need to start like knowing more about accidents and what's happening. Is it speed? Is it something else? Has there been an issue with the car? Was it something on the road? Was it ice? Was it phones? And I think maybe if we had statistics at the end of the year to say X amount of road traffic collisions were caused due to phone use, maybe it would actually wake us up and make realize that actually these phones are literally killing us.
That's a really interesting point that, yeah, it could be useful to see a statistic on this and see about the amount of collisions that are possibly caused by them as well. But getting back to the winter months, it's actually really important as well that I mentioned, it's not just the drivers that are facing increased risks during the winter. Cyclists and pedestrians, very important people on our roads, and also heading into probably the dark, frosty evenings now. Yeah. What advice would you offer them for staying safe during this time of the year?
Well, I'll tell you, my biggest tip right now to anyone who is a pedestrian or a cyclist is get those AirPods out of your ears. I actually cannot believe, again, driving around cities and towns, the amount of people that have stepped out in front of my car because there's something in their ears and they don't hear. And then suddenly they look and they kind of go, oh God, I didn't even see you. And I'm like, yeah, you didn't see me because you can't hear me because you've got your music or your podcasts on. And look, I understand people want to listen and all that, but it is just a baffling the amount of people that have those, and especially people who wear noise cancelling ones. I've heard some awful stories, and I just think it's about creating awareness around it. Like, do you really need to listen to the music? And can you not maybe decide, okay, before I cross the road, I'm actually going to look left and right? I'm like, it's literally the first thing we're taught when we're in school is about the safe cross code. And I'm like, why have people forgotten it? And again, with cyclists, like, I'm very hypervigilant around cyclists because I know that they don't have much space on the road. But it's just about being that little bit sharper and that little bit more alert. As I said, for the cyclists as well, and the frosty conditions, you know, if the tires go from underneath them, it's like you have to be prepared for the worst case scenario. So I just think, look up and look around. I don't know why we've all kind of lost our concentration. And it's like when we're all out and about, whether we're driving, whether we're cycling, whether we're walking, it's like we get into these modes of walking, cycling and driving. And it's like we've kind of tune out. It's like it's now our downtime, our kind of alone time or something. And I just think we need to switch it back on, because they're at the points where you really have to be careful. Like, I'm up in Dublin City at the moment, and you know, there's obviously a lot more cyclists around, and I find, okay, I'm looking for pedestrians, I'm looking for cyclists, I'm looking for the cars. And I just think, like, I don't listen to music or anything when I'm walking. I actually hate having anything in my ears, so I'm aware of what's around me. So just a bit of awareness when you're out and about.
I understand the point about the AirPods for sure, because sometimes I've even had instances where I've been either cycling myself or out walking, and I'll be coming up close to somebody else who's walking or cycling, and they'll have AirPods in and they won't have heard me coming behind them. And even though I'm, you know, just scooting around them or, you know, no big deal, they'll get a bit of a land. And you kind of think to yourself, well, you probably should, you know, it's possible that you should maybe be a little bit more aware, you know, of what's going on. But obviously, we know these things aren't things that happen to every single cyclist and pedestrian as well. I mean, the good majority of them are all quite sensible in that regard. But having chatted to you this evening, and I know you've gone through a loss as a result of an accident on the roads in your own life. If there is someone listening this evening that is grieving a loved one who has been killed tragically on our roads, what advice would you have for them?
Well, I have to say, Christmas is the hardest time of the year, and it still is for us. We're over 20 years later now, and honestly, we still dread Christmas time. So I know for anyone who's listening right now who's in the depths of grief, it is such a hard time. And what I would just say is to go easy on yourself. And I know it's cliche, but one day at a time, just get through a day and then you can deal with tomorrow when you wake up. But just get through today and see, like, emotions will come up. Like, one moment you'll be sad, then you'll be angry, then you might feel a bit of happiness. There's no, like, linear way to deal with grief. You just kind of have to literally go with the flow. Like, I still get bouts of grief and I kind of go, it kind of floors me, and I kind of think, oh, why do I suddenly feel really sad? And then I kind of have to think, okay, Megan, maybe it's something to do with Marcus. Maybe I didn't realize I walked into a shop and heard a certain song that triggered an emotion. And then sometimes when I'm sad now, I kind of go, you know what, you're sad. Let's just sit with it. Let's just feel it. Let it happen. And that's the same when I feel any bit of anger come up. I kind of think, okay, anger's there. What can we do? And then sometimes it's little things like going out for a walk. And I mentioned there about AirPods and headphones and whatnot. And the reason I actually also don't like listening to anything is because I find when I'm going out walking, it makes me very aware of my surroundings. So if I walk in the local park, suddenly I'm seeing things, I'm hearing things, and I'm noticing so much more. And it kind of actually helps me when I'm feeling grief and any form of sadness. It kind of just brings me out of my head for a minute, and the fresh air and the movement just makes me kind of breathe and go, I'm actually okay and I will be okay. So I just think, do take it one day at a time. Go easy on yourself, because it is an awful place to be, and my heart really does go out to anyone that is suffering with loss right now.
Megan, thank you so much for those lovely words, and appreciate you joining us again on iRadio's group chat. I'm sure we'll have you on again, no doubt. Megan Scully there, journalist and road safety advocate.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.